I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media. Miniature horses can weigh from 100 to 200 pounds, making them smaller than ponies. The animals were first bred in Europe as pets and as work animals in coal mines. But recently they found a new occupation as therapy animals. In central Illinois, Heartland Mini Hoofs takes miniature horses to nursing homes and other facilities to visit with residents there. Their founder and CEO is Andra Ebert of Taylorville. She's a cousin to WYLL Development Director Danda Beard. Recently, Andra and other members of Heartland Mini Hoofs visited the WYLL newsroom on their way to see residents at a local retirement home. That's how I met Andra and one of her miniature horses, Bailey. While I was spending some quality time with Bailey, Andra Ebert explained the therapeutic value of miniature horses.
Well, I think part of the reason they're such wonderful therapy animals is they're unique, their size. When we go into facilities, a lot of times if someone's sitting in a wheelchair, they're about eye level, and it invokes memories for people. I have one lady in Springfield that for a number of months, we would go see her. She would take Bailey by the face and she would talk to her. You can understand the words, but she would talk to her. But she wouldn't talk to the other two. It was only this horse she would talk to. And she wasn't talking to staff or family. The only time she verbalized was when I brought this horse in to talk to her.
So you think there's a special quality for these animals as compared to, say, maybe cats or dogs that makes them useful as therapy animals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They come in and they engage with the person right away. The person can see them eye to eye. Horses have very large eyes, and I think that's very engaging for people. And it's something to talk about with staff. If you have a loved one in a facility or a nursing home, this is a wonderful way to begin conversations between staff and residents and families.
How do the animals respond to people? I mean, we certainly hear about dogs being very responsive animals. Cats, it depends. But horses?
They are very friendly because that's what they're trained to do. But our job is to teach them to engage with people, to walk right up to people. They can be surrounded by people and be very calm like they are now.
And what sort of organizations are there, particular institutions you've taken these animals to in this area?
Well, we've done several nursing homes here in the Champaign-Urbana area. We've done several DD homes, developmentally disabled homes, and workshops, those kinds of things. We're getting ready to go and do a couple more hospitals. We've done the Veterans Home in Quincy. That was a big visit for us. We saw 460 residents in one day. And that was a tiring day for both them and the volunteers.
You know, this is the sort of thing you just didn't see, say, not too many years ago. The idea of therapy animals, let alone horses.
It's an emerging therapy. Probably been around about 5 years. And I'm working with a national board that is setting the standards as to the behavior of the horse as well as the trainer and handler. It's a new association. We've been working on the bylaws, trying to get everything set in stone for people to start doing evaluations.
Do you have a website or some sort of online presence?
Heartland Mini Hoofs. It's on Facebook. I try to keep updated and keep our visits updated so a lot of people like to come visit with us. So we're on there all the time.
Okay, that's hoofs, not hooves.
Yes, and my daughter corrects me all the time. I'm like, but it's cute. So I know how to correctly spell hooves.
Well, Andra, thank you very much for talking
with me. Thank you.